Welcome to a summer edition of Preps Today with John Millay. John is the preps guru at mshsl.org. You can read John's journal there, or you can listen to John here at talknorth.com. Follow us on Twitter at talknorthpod to see the shows as they are released. Best way to listen to all our shows, and we have a lot of shows, subscribe to your favorite podcast app. It is free. Thanks to our sponsor, Pizza Barn in Princeton, and our producer, Brandon Morton. All right, John, working on some really a lot of prep stories as I prepare to go to Tokyo. One of them is about Laura Dahlman Weiss, who grew up sailing on White Bear Lake and is going to go to the Olympics as a sailor from Minnesota. So many cool stories like that, you know, to dot the landscape that include former Minnesota high school stars.
Yeah, absolutely. And people like that who do things that aren't necessarily high school sports, but
right.
what a great opportunity to get that far, to reach the highest level of your sport. That's cool.
And so John and I will both be talking about high school stars and all their iterations. Let's get, though, today to, you know, a good summer topic. Let's go through the best stories of John's journal.
Yeah, Jim, last week I talked about the number 10, 9, and 8. I count these down every summer. I go through the John's Journal stories from the previous school year, basically starting with the first day of practice for fall sports all the way through the spring tournaments and sometimes beyond. So we had 10, 9, 8, so I'm going to go 7 through 1 here. Number 7, the headline was, "I Had Tears in My Eyes," the best story from the state track meet. We had talked about this on a previous show. It's two wheelchair racers competing against each other. One of them had some mechanical issues with his racing chair. So coaches from the other team head back to their school, get some parts, come back, fix the competitor's chair so the kids can continue racing against each other at other distances. That's pretty cool. Number 6, Nothing Stops Owatonna's Megan Copeland. This was a fun story. I interviewed Megan on Zoom. She's been blind since birth, but she has loved being a part of the speech team at Owatonna High School. And this past year, as a senior, she qualified for state for the first time. Really inspiring story there. Number 5, the headline was, "He'll Always Be With Us." This was a story from this spring. We talked about the Adrian Ellsworth baseball team keeping Carter Braun with them. He was killed in a car accident 2 years ago this summer. The baseball team kept his jersey on the bench, and when they really came out of nowhere, they were under 500 in the regular season, but turned it on in the playoffs and qualified for the state tournament with Carter's jersey on the bench all the way. Really inspiring to see them posing for photos after they won their section championship, holding up Carter's jersey right there in the team photo. Number 4, the headline was, "The Most Important Play of the Year." This was Brody Larson from Leroy Ostrander, a kid with physical issues since birth, was never able to really be an athlete, was a kind of a student manager for the football team. But on senior night last fall, and Brody was a senior, he's now graduated, he did everything he had to do, passed a physical, got cleared by the high school league to play football, got geared up, wore the jersey his father wore for the Leroy Ostrander Cardinals a couple of decades earlier, and got in a game, got introduced with his teammates, scored a touchdown, scored a 2-point conversion. Really cool stuff. Number 3, these top 3 were hard to figure out the order here, Jim, but I had to do it. The number 3 story, any of these could have been number 1. The number 3 story, the headline was, "A Circle of Gold is Complete." This was just an awesome story. I talked about how in 2018, I came into possession of a gold medal from the 1945 Boys State High School Hockey Tournament, the very first tournament. And it's quite a tale. Somebody with Minnesota roots was in a Goodwill store in Texas, found a medal from the 1945 Boys Hockey Tournament. It kind of wound its way back to our office and to me, and I had put out the word that I had this medal. This is back in 2018, and at the 2019 state hockey tournament, I was on TV and held it up and said, I am looking for the owner of this medal. We just never got any bites on it. But then over the winter here, I saw a tweet from Phil, I'm trying to think of Phil's last name, the captain of the Olympic curling team, Dropnik, and his grandpa was the goalie on the Eveleth Gilbert team that won the state tournament in 1945, that first year. And they had somehow, they couldn't find his gold medal when they were going through stuff after grandpa and grandma passed away. So I got a hold of Phil. I presented him with the medal. We don't know if that was the actual medal that his grandpa was given in 1945, but the a medal is back in the family. That one was really cool, just to get that medal back in proper hands instead of sitting in a drawer in my office. The number two story is one we've talked about a lot. Kylan Running Hawk from Morris Area High School, named the National Heart of the Arts Award winner. Last week we talked about that. He was honored in Orlando at the National Federation National Convention. Just a rousing stand-up cheer for Kylan as he got this award from people from all over the country. Really inspiring kid. And making the announcement now, the number one story of the year, probably not a huge surprise, a softball story from this spring. The headline, "The Coach, the Baby, and a Wild Delivery." This is Tiffany Eichten, the Wabasso High School softball coach, going into labor during the last game of the season, a section tournament loss. Her husband racing to the hospital in Marshall. Tiffany giving birth to their fourth child in the back of the car, assisted by her assistant coach, whose real job is an obstetrics nurse. I mean, that is just an unbelievable story. And really fun, really good to go through all these and just put them in order. There's several honorable mention stories that I haven't posted. I think there might be too many of those. I have to make a list of 10. The story of the coach giving birth in the back seat is quite the story. And that's our number one story of the year.
Yeah, if you had a slower year, any of those could have been the story of the year. But yeah, it's hard to beat number one in this case.
It is. And I've been in this job. I'm in my 12th year. And I think I've done this from the get-go. I believe I did it after the very first school year. And it's really a cool deal to go back through. I should go back through the top 10s from the last, more than 10 years. And just to kind of relive some of those things. But yeah, there's never been a year where there was any shortage of candidates for this. And it's interesting, as I went through all the stories, I wrote a lot about COVID. There were tons, basically every story was shadowed by COVID in some way. But when I got, to the ones I really liked, that really wasn't a big part of this. It just wasn't. There were some stories that were, about teams that didn't play because of COVID or missed this game or that game. And I just when I went through the stories, those weren't the ones that stood out to me. It was those human stories, COVID or not, that really stood out. So it's always entertaining to do that.
Absolutely. Let's thank, before we get to our remembrance of John Shoemaker and a bunch of other news, let us thank Pizza Barn in Princeton, pizzabarnprinceton.com.
Yeah, we slow down in the high school sports world in the summer, Jim. But as I've said before, boy, the Pizza Barn does not. And that big, beautiful food truck is just piling on. They're putting on more miles than I do, that's for sure. Especially in the summer, the food truck is going all over the state, really. It's been in the Twin Cities a couple times. Great food at a great price from the Pizza Barn and the food truck. If you see the food truck out at some event, and it's, like I said, it's in a lot of places, check it out. And as always, stop in at the Pizza Barn in downtown Princeton. It's easy to find if you're going north or south on 169, head downtown, and you won't be sorry. And they've gone to online ordering at lunchtime, Monday through Friday through August, but there is outdoor seating available, and nothing's changed later in the day for dinner. A lot of great choices on the menu. Everything's available for dine-in, takeout, take-and-bake, or delivery. So thanks to Jody Stay and everybody at the Pizza Barn.
Yes, thank you, Jody. All right, tell us more about John Shoemaker.
Yeah, John Shoemaker, a good friend of mine, good friend of so many people. He was the athletic director at Park Rapids High School, but much more than that. He was he'd been a teacher and a coach of many sports, a real inspiring figure. John was 6'8". He died last October. He was only 50. and he had battled cancer for about 10 years, finally lost his battle, you know, in the middle of COVID. So there really wasn't, they weren't able to hold a big funeral. They did have a pretty small funeral and it was live streamed. I did watch that in October, but his wife, Bernie, who's just a sweetheart, put together a great event last Saturday on the football field at Park Rapids, a celebration of life. And it was just, it was unforgettable. You know, so many people there who knew him, so many people from Park Rapids, from around the state. He was just a dear friend to so many people. He's greatly missed. I was looking through some texts I'd exchanged with Shu over the years. And just yesterday, I printed out one in 2018, right before Christmas. He sent me this just really sweet text, just saying, thank you for being a great friend. Your friendship means the world to me. And, you know, Merry Christmas to you and your family. And I printed that out. I'm going to keep that in my office. And he had such an impact. He was the executive director of the High School Coaches Association in Minnesota until his health didn't allow him to do that anymore. So everybody who was, every coach in Minnesota seemed to know Shu. He was a former board member at the high school league. That's how I got to know him. He was on the board of directors when I was hired. And just right off the bat, we hit it off. And I don't know of anybody in our little world of high school sports who has done more good things than John Schumacher. And as somebody said up there, you know, he was famous in the halls of the school. He, like I said, he was 6'8", this big booming voice. And someone made the comment that his voice is going to reverberate in the halls of that school forever. That's the kind of impression he left. So our sympathies to the Schumacher family. It left a big hole in everybody's hearts, but it was really nice to have such a great event that, you know, people talked about him. His two daughters who became teachers and coaches talked about him. They had a choir, they had music. Some Park Rapids recent graduates of Park Rapids High School spoke and talked about the influence that Shu had on them. Really a big loss, but what a great guy.
Great remembrance, John. So as we head into your vacation here, what other news do you want to hit on?
Yeah, I got three little quick things here. One is from Charlie Walters, who you and I both know, a longtime sports columnist at the Pioneer Press in St. Paul. I haven't seen any verification from St. Thomas Academy, but Shooter wrote that Khalid El-Amin, who we all know, the former basketball star at Minneapolis North and UConn, Charlie Walters reports Khalid is going to be the new basketball coach at St. Thomas Academy. And if almost anybody else put that out there, I would have my doubts. But if it's Charlie Walters, he's as tuned in as anybody. So I believe that is probably the case. I'm calling this the summer of artificial turf, Jim. It's amazing how many schools get turf every year now. It's everywhere in the metro and a lot of schools around the state, and not just big schools. But this summer in the metro alone, Forest Lake is getting turf, Eastview, Apple Valley are getting turf, and then all five high schools in the Anoka-Hennepin district. This is major. Andover, Anoka, Blaine, Champlain Park, and Coon Rapids all going to have turf when things get going here in the fall. So yeah, it's a good investment for schools. You know, you don't have to worry about mowing and fertilizing and staying off the grass so you don't ruin it for games. And once that turf's down, it can be used 24 hours a day. They can use it for Phi Ed classes. They can rent it out. And it's a great addition to any school district. And finally, Eric Perkins, our friend at Care 11, sports director there, he's been there for 25 years, announced this week that he's going to leave after the Olympics. And he hasn't announced what's next for him, but whatever it is, Perk will do a great job. You know, back in my days of covering pro sports, I'd see Perk a lot and always had a smile on his face. And see him at some high school events, not as many as I would have liked, but great guy. And as I've told Eric on occasion, the best thing about him is his wife is a graduate of Drake University, as am I.
Well, what better attribute can you have in the professional or even the personal world?
Yeah, Drake Bulldogs. That's all you need. Two words. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, you know, when, in our business, whenever you see somebody leave, you always hope it's for the right, you know, hope you're not being forced out, hope it's not like cut back, something like that. It sounds like it's a personal decision. I certainly hope that's the case.
Yeah, and I got the feeling, and I don't know this, that you know, Well, the TV people mostly worked from home, and everybody did a great job. And I think Perk maybe realized that he's still got kids at home who aren't that old, I don't think, that how much he was missing out by working nights. You know, you right. and I certainly know about that. Yep. And that I'm guessing that may have been part of it. Maybe he's looking for more of a 9-to-5 job, and who could blame somebody for that?
No. And I hope that's all. I hope that's the end of the story. I hope he Perk finds something that fits his life well. Well, John, enjoy your vacation. And listen, when I say vacation, I mean vacation from the A job. You know, we're slave drivers here at Talk North, so you're still doing shows for us. Preps Day with John Millay will be continuing. Pretty much on a weekly basis. We really appreciate everybody listening to this show and listens to the network. Thanks again to Pizza Barn in Princeton, and John will be talking to you again very soon.